First thing is, a person must be careful with his holiness, must be cautious with everything that has to do with holiness and modesty, both for men and for women. The matter of family purity, the duty to be careful from not being with a masturbating woman in an Eidah. That requires a great protection. The Holy Zohar in Parashat Shmot says that the prohibition of Nida, one who fails in it, that's one of the most things that kick out the Shekhinah, the Holy Presence from Am Yisrael. So the Zohar on Parashat Shmot says that there are three major sins, the most that kick away the Shekhinah, the Holy Presence of Am Yisrael. The first one is the prohibition of Nida, and the second one, the prohibition of being with a Gentile woman, or a Gentile in general. Jews are not allowed to have relations with non-Jews. Chas v'shalom, that's a major, major crisis and sin. It pushes the Shekhinah, the Holy Presence, away. And the last sin, says the Zohar, abortions. Chas v'shalom, if one does an abortion on a fetus, it pushes away the Shekhinah of Am Yisrael. Hashem Yerachem, ladies and gentlemen, thousands of babies are killed every year. Whoever has some background in medicine, and how much more so if he has some knowledge in Kabbalah, we know that the fetus is a complete living being. He knows everything what is happening around him. He has a soul. It is alive. Top doctors in the United States say that the fetus is by all means a human being. It's a living with a soul. It is absolutely horrible. It is absolutely horrible. How can parents murder their own child? I would like to judge them favorably, but maybe they don't know that the fetus is a soul by all means. It's somebody. It's a person. We must run away from abortions like we run away from fire.